Take a Vet to School Day. That was the theme of yesterday's program at Jonesboro High School. Sudden Link and the History Channel sponsored the program, which featured Dr. Dennis White, a retired Lieutenant Colonel of the U.S. Army Reserve and retired professor at Arkansas State University. Dr. White spoke to students yesterday about what a veteran is and how important they are. Over 284,000 Arkansans are veterans, and over 1 million Arkansans have a family member or a friend that is a veteran. Veterans can be retired or still in active duty. I spoke to Dr. White yesterday after the program. He says Arkansas is a state that is friendly to veterans. Arkansas State University has that designation.
Well, Arkansas State has been designated as being a veteran-friendly school for about 2 years now, which is a honor, because this is a it's not just, you can't just ride in and say we think we're, you have to prove it. And Arkansas State has been in the top 10 of veteran-friendly schools for the last 2 years, and maybe even longer than that, but I know of the last 2 years. And so whenever we put together the Beck Pride program, we wanted to make we sure wanted Arkansas State to receive that. But Arkansas State has also received awards from the Above and Beyond awards from the Employers in Support of the Guard and the Reserve, ESGR. I know they received two of those awards. And so Arkansas State University has done a lot to assist veterans and assist veterans' families.
Dr. White is also a liaison for the Beck Pride Center on the campus of Arkansas State University. We'll feature the Beck Pride Center tomorrow morning at 8:40 on our Making the Difference series on KASU. He's also deputy director for the newly formed Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame in Little Rock.
This is the second induction we're having. The first induction was last year. Fortuitously, Veterans Day was 11-11-11. In other words, the Veterans Day is derived or descended from the old Armistice Day of World War I. The guns, the orders went out that the guns were to be silent on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And in consequence, the 11th has always been Veterans Day. Now, I think maybe back in the 70s, at one time they tried to turn Veterans Day into one of these three-day holidays, so it was the third Monday in November or something like that, but that just was not popular. So it always falls on the 11th.
And Dr. White tells about when the Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place this year in Little Rock.
Last year, our first class was inducted on the 11th. This year, we decided, since sometimes if you try to have it on one particular calendar date, you end up on Wednesdays or something like that. So we decided to make it the second Friday of November, of every November. And so this year, that is the 9th of November, and we are having it. The banquet is going to be down at Embassy Suites Hotel in Little Rock. It starts at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have a good turnout. I think anywhere from 350 to 400 people are going to be there. Senator Mark Pryor and Lieutenant Governor Darr are going to be the honorees who are going to be inducting the members into the Hall of Fame. Last year, Senator Bozeman, who is a Republican, did the induction. This year, Senator Pryor, who is a Democrat, is doing the induction, and that way we make sure that we are nonpartisan because we're not a political group.
This year's induction class includes four current and former residents of Jonesboro. Those in the listening area that are being inducted into the Hall of Fame include Colonel Paul Longreer, formerly of Jonesboro, who is now living in Georgia, who received the Silver Star, 3 Bronze Stars, and 2 Purple Hearts for his service in Vietnam. Brigadier General Lynn Hooper, formerly of Jonesboro, now living in Alexandria, Virginia, received 2 Silver Stars, 2 Bronze Stars, a Purple Heart, and the Distinguished Flying Cross for service in Vietnam. Major Ronnie Miller from Jonesboro, who received 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses and 2 Bronze Stars from Vietnam. Private First Class Albert Richardson from Jonesboro who received a Bronze Star and Purple Heart during World War II, and Colonel Jesse Johnson, formerly of Pocahontas, now living in Florida, who received 3 Silver Stars, 3 Purple Hearts, Distinguished Service Cross, and Defense Distinguished Service Medal in Vietnam and the Gulf War, as well as former Arkansas Governor and U.S. Senator Dale Bumpers, who served in World War II. A total of 15 members from around the state will be inducted into the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame Friday night. And Dr. White tells how candidates are selected.
They are nominated by anyone can nominate a person. You can go to our, we have a website, and on the website it lists the criteria. It has the forms that need to be filled out, the documentation that needs to be attached. And if a person has a relative or a friend that they think is meritorious, they just go in there, they fill out, it's fairly self-explanatory. They make the argument, they send the information, and then it's sent in to our mailbox. We gather the documents together, and our secretary, who's a retired sergeant major from the Special Forces, he goes through and he makes sure that they're in proper sequence and all the necessary documentation is there, and then he just sets it aside until the selection committee meets. Now, the selection committee, they're not the board. We're the board of directors. The selection committee is made up of veterans. You got to be a veteran. You got to be honorably discharged or be currently in the military. And they meet at a specific time and place. They go through all the applications. They have a system of ranking and awarding points. And then after they finish, they will turn in their recommendations. And they list them from 1 to 15. And then they go to the board. The board, we double check them to make sure that everything is correct, and then accept or reject the recommendations. And I don't think we've rejected any recommendation that they've made. But the board has the authority to do that in case a mistake's been made or something like that. And then we announce the results. And let people know and try to make arrangements, you know, let them know where it's going to be so family members can come and see. Or if a couple of instances, the people that we're honoring are dead, and the honoring is posthumous. And then we try to find someone to accept the award for that person.
And Dr. White says last year's first induction ceremony was a special time.
Last year, when you could see the happiness in the faces of the honorees, some of, you know, are men who've grown old in the service of their country, World War II vets, some Vietnam vets, obviously, getting old now, and their pride and the pride of their families, it was just made it all worthwhile. We had a lieutenant colonel from Magnolia who had been shot down in the Vietnamese War and had been held a prisoner for 6 or 7 years, a POW. And he received his award, and then within a couple of months he took sick and died. We thank God that we awarded him before he got sick. And because it meant so much to him and so much to his family. So that's just other than the Beck Pride program, this is probably the best thing I've ever done.
More information on the Arkansas Military Veterans Hall of Fame can be found at www.amvhof.org or by calling 888-329-3845.